T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now partly cloudy and 47 degrees. Police are investigating an overnight shooting in North Wichita. This happened around 1 a.m. in the 1500 block of North St. Francis. A 65-year-old woman at the scene had been shot multiple times. She was hospitalized in critical condition. Wichita Police Lieutenant Chad Beard says they are looking for the suspect.
I believe that this is this was a targeted location at this time, so the community is not in danger in something like that.
A 12-year-old boy was hit by glass but not seriously injured. Police are looking for two suspects after the robbery of a convenience store in North Wichita. At least one shot was fired during the holdup. No one was injured. Just after 2 a.m., officers were called to a Quick Shop at 29th and Arkansas. Suspects took cash and cigars. They are described as a skinny black male wearing a hoodie and armed with a shotgun, and a skinny white male wearing a hoodie and carrying a backpack. Lawmakers are reacting to the release of the Mueller report.
Top House Democrats say there's still more to see after more than 400 pages, including redacted material, has been released.
So we will be seeking the complete and unredacted report, again, so that we can do our proper oversight.
Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff is one of two committee chairs also requesting testimony from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell is commending the Attorney General's transparency.
I trust Bill Barr. I think it's rather laughable to see them turn their guns on him.
Barr is scheduled to testify for Congress May 1st and 2nd. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Wichita Festivals is looking for a new leader.
Thursday, Mary Beth Jarvis announced she will leave the organization after this year's Riverfest. She has been the president and CEO of Wichita Festivals since November 2012. Jarvis said in a news release that leading the organization was an energizing and satisfying privilege. She also says that new perspectives and fresh ideas have helped Wichita Festival stay relevant and succeed over the decades, and her leaving is a chance to bring in fresh eyes and talent to the mission. During her time with Wichita Festivals, button sales are up 93%, cash sponsorships have grown nearly 50%, and overall revenues have grown 44%. Jarvis will help the new leader with the transition after the festival. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
There were two nearly simultaneous drive-by shootings early Wednesday afternoon in the Plainview neighborhood in southeast Wichita, just a couple of blocks apart, but unrelated. Gunfire occurred north of 31st Street South at Hillside. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says the initial call was for a disturbance with a woman firing shots in the 3000 block of South Clifton.
22-year-old Brianna Hernandez fired multiple shots towards a home while seated in a vehicle. At the time the shots were fired, three individuals known to Hernandez were outside the front of the residence.
There had been some sort of previous dispute among these individuals. She was located in the 4100 block of East Ross Parkway, then booked into jail for three counts of aggravated assault with a firearm and in possession of a firearm. At about that same time, officers also heard gunfire nearby at Rutan and Ross Parkway. That vehicle was tracked down to the 3400 block of South Hydraulic, and a 15-year-old boy driving the car, a gang member, was arrested for possession of a firearm by a juvenile, defacing a serial number, possession of marijuana, possession of alcohol by a minor, and outstanding arrest warrants. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is investigating after a police sergeant from Russell was shot in an incident at the Days Inn in Russell. Investigators say police were called to the motel Thursday evening to check on a possibly suicidal man. Officers reported shots were fired and a patrol sergeant with 17 years with the department was injured. He was taken to a hospital in Hayes, where his condition is reported to be stable. A male suspect has been taken into custody. Authorities say a police officer was seriously injured when he rear-ended a stopped school bus in southeast Kansas. The Highway Patrol says the crash happened Wednesday after the bus driver stopped to drop off students along US 166 near the town of Tyro. The officer had to be cut from his patrol vehicle and was flown to a hospital. No students were hurt in the crash. The patrol says seven students from Caney Valley Schools were on the bus at the time. And a lawsuit from some New York City parents hoping to stop mandatory vaccinations in a Brooklyn community has been dismissed.
The Brooklyn judge issued the ruling late Thursday. Parents had argued the city's requirement for all who live, work, or attend school in the Williamsburg community exceeded city authority. In a statement from City Health Commissioner Auxitis Barbeau, she says the ruling protects New Yorkers from a very dangerous infection and that Mayor Bill de Blasio's order is a dramatic response to a serious problem. The city is enforcing its order, with parents being subject to $1,000 fines for not having their kids vaccinated, as well as schools and daycares shut down for not making vaccination and attendance records available. In New York City, Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:05, 5 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve, and 10 in the morning. Now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic volumes here in the Wichita area looking pretty good. Of course, yesterday we started noticing that the day before the gasoline prices had gone back up to $2.69 a gallon. Well, we've started to back off just a little bit on that one. A few stations out there now down to around $2.67 a gallon. Spotted that at 55th South and Broadway. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Mostly clear and cool in Wichita to start the day. It's going to be sunny and breezy this afternoon with a high 67. Tonight, clear down to 45, warming up quite a bit on Saturday. Tomorrow's high 78, and by Easter Sunday, windy in the afternoon with a high 81. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now partly cloudy, 44 degrees. We have a north wind at 13 miles per hour. Friday, April 19th, 2019, Good Friday. Had a cooler, windy day with spotty afternoon rain across central Kansas. Thursday, Wichita's high temperature was 69 degrees. Normal high for the date is 69 degrees. We had a wind gust of 43 miles per hour, clock in Wichita. On this date in 2000, four tornadoes struck southeast Kansas. The strongest was an F3 that struck downtown Parsons. A tornado warning gave officials time to evacuate an outdoor carnival. Twister caused major damage to 750 buildings and injured 27 people.
Yeah, that thing went right down Main Street in Parsons.
750 buildings.
Oh, man. That's bad.
And yet, it doesn't list any fatalities with that, Ted. How about that? Interesting, huh? On this date in 1775, the American Revolutionary War began with the battles of Lexington and Concord. The shot heard around the world.
Yep.
And I've been, in the past couple of years, I've done just a little more study of the Revolutionary War, and it's some pretty amazing stuff there. I mean, actually, we went up against a handful of farmers, went up against the greatest military machine in the world, in the English. And they won quite a few battles, the British did. Those soldiers beat the hell out of us at first, but we came back, obviously, but that's quite a story. And the other thing is, and you know I've talked about this before, whenever you talk about Continental Congress, the population, whatever, it was like a 51-49% split.
Just like it is today.
Yeah, there were a lot of people who said, I don't want us to do this.
Yeah, why are we fighting England?
I love Britain. I don't want to do this. So it's a great story. When a Florida woman heard a noise, saw a man trying to break into her car, she took matters into her own hands. 65-year-old Clarice Gainey of Gainesville, she picked up her softball bat early Sunday and eased open the door before hitting Antonio Mosley. Gainey says the 5'6", 300-pound man said, ow. Gainesville police say Mosley ran to a nearby mobile home park, leaving behind his pants, shirt, and a sock. A canine unit tracked him down, and Gainey says she easily identified him because of the knot on his head. Gainey says
he was only wearing one sock.
Yes, Gainey says she played softball in high school and she can still swing a bat. Obviously. Cracked this guy right upside the coconut.
Good.
That's a great story. You know, authorities say a diver who helped save a youth soccer team from a flooded cave in Thailand last year,
mm-hmm.
has himself been rescued from a cave in Tennessee.
What?
Jackson County Emergency Management spokesman Derek Woolbright says Josh Bratchley had been missing for nearly 28 hours when he was found Wednesday night and pulled from the cave. He was checked out at the scene, said he was fine, declined medical treatment. Woolbright told news outlets that a group of experienced divers had reported one of its members missing after a dive. A larger search found him in an air pocket.
Oh, my gosh.
Bratchley was part of the British team that rescued 12 soccer players and their coach from a flooded cave in Thailand.
Hey.
Remember that story?
Well, sure.
Kids were in there for days. And this guy himself almost lost it. I don't know. I know I couldn't do that.
I could not. Certainly not for everybody. No.
You know, just exploring caves is one thing. Going exploring caves underwater.
That's a
man
whole different dynamic.
I don't really think I want any part of
that. Yeah, me either.
Okay. Well, today is Good Friday. It's a special day for many of people in several religions around the world. And, Ted, you've got rehearsal still going on for
Gridiron.
Gridiron that's yes. coming up here in just, what, a couple of weeks? Well, less
no,
than a week.
No, 6 days.
About 6 days. Wow.
Next weekend.
No, it's coming right on us. Are you guys having a good rehearsal?
Yeah.
Everything going well?
Pretty intense rehearsal last night. Kind of get things shored up for next week. Looking forward to it.
And those of you who don't know what Gridiron is, it's the group of local journalists who get together every year and write some really terrific skits. There's songs. There's dancing. There's all kinds of good stuff.
And mystery guests.
Mystery guests.
Yes.
And it basically kind of pokes fun at everybody who's in the public eye.
Anything that's happened in the last year is fodder for Gridiron.
You're in the public eye. You're going to get clobbered. And so many of those figures go to those.
Yeah, and some of the people that we're making fun of will be in the audience.
Will be in the audience.
Yes.
And there are certain jokes that go on year after year, the same jokes, but everybody looks for them. Of course, we'll have Bucky Walters' What's Wrong.
Which, oh, yes.
They put a table out on the stage and a phone there, and you see that, and I start laughing right then.
Oh, I do too.
Because
I'm back in stage laughing when that starts.
Bucky is every year does this skit where he is this woeful radio talk show host.
That just fields phone calls from people that are looking for help. What's wrong?
What's wrong? That's a hoot. And bless his heart, Bucky always does a great job with that. Anyway, Gridiron's kind of, where can I get the tickets, Ted?
You can go to selectseat.com. If you don't want, you can buy tickets at the door at the Orpheum. If you don't want to pay online fees or anything like that, you can just go to the Intrust Bank Arena box office. That's the easiest way to do it without extra fees. And just go on down there and get your tickets.
All right. That's coming up just 6 days away. 6:19 now, 6:18, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. And Ted, something strange happened for the Royals last night. Something very strange.
Yeah, so we'll take a look at baseball. We've also got college bowling wrapping up this weekend. The Intercollegiate Team Championships in Dayton, Ohio. And it did not start well for the Shocker men and women. Both immediately lost in the opening round of the tournament.
Ooh.
It's a double elimination format. But, boy, when you lose that first match, you've really got to...
Tough.
You've really got a tough road, the rest of the way. So both the Shocker men and women, if they want to win a national championship, they both have to go 6-0 today to get through the entire loser's bracket to get to the national championship match tomorrow. So good luck to the Shocker men and women. They both start that journey at 6:45 this morning, just about 20 minutes from now. The Shocker men will take on William Penn. The Shocker women will take on St. Ambrose and try to win six matches in a row today to get to the finals. Will not be easy. On the singles side of things, the Wichita State Shockers do have one competitor in the Final Four in the national semifinals, Shocker senior Sierra Kanemoto. She is from Dayton, so she'll be bowling in her hometown. She'll take on an opponent from McKendree tomorrow in the Final Four, trying to get an individual championship for the Shockers. College baseball yesterday, Wichita State and Central Florida going at it. And it was the first of a three-game set at X Stadium for the Shockers and the Knights. And it was a nice night for the Shocks to get the series off to a good start. Mike Kennedy had the call of the game. You heard it right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And the pitch to Catsby. Line over the second baseman and into right center field for a base hit. Cut off in the gap by the right fielder. Catsby's going to go for two. The throw is not in time. He's in with a double, and the Shockers lead 5-2.
Shocks go on to win the opener of the series 8-6, snapping a six-game losing streak and jumping over the Knights into seventh place in the American Conference. Shocks and the Knights will finish up this series 6 o'clock tonight, 10:30 tomorrow morning. And you can hear both those games right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Shockers softball team got their weekend off to a good start last night across the street over at Wilkins Stadium with an 8-0 win over East Carolina. Shocker softball team has won 6 straight conference games, now in third place in the American Conference. The Shocker softball team will finish up that series 3 o'clock this afternoon, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning at Wilkins Stadium. In Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals begin a 4-game series in New York against the Yankees last night, and it was a dominant performance by the visitors. The Royals beat the Yankees big. You heard the game on Sports Radio KFH.
Been drawing some walks, which is big, but he's looking for his first hit in a while. He'll swing, hit it the other way, hits it pretty well. Deep left center field, way back there, and that ball is gone. It's an opposite field homer for Ryan O'Hearn, and the Royals lead it 3-1.
Royals go on to win the game 6-1, back-to-back road wins for the Royals. And Royals pitching held the Yankees to 4 hits, 4 singles. That's it.
Wow.
Nice job to start out that 4-game set. The Royals and the Yankees will play the rest of the weekend in the Bronx. 6 o'clock tonight, noon on Saturday and Sunday, all three of those games on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. In indoor football this weekend, the Wichita Force is on the road, finishing up a 3-game road swing. Don't have to leave the state, though, visiting the Salina Liberty. Steve Strain will have call of the Wichita Force at 6:45 tomorrow night. You can hear that right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And speaking of Shocker baseball, there have only been 6 no-hitters in Shocker baseball history. One of those was 40 years ago today when Tony Williamson threw a no-hitter for the Shocks. It was a 5-inning win over Fort Hays State. Tony Williamson's no-hitter 40 years ago today. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes talking about the San Antonio Airport and Chick-fil-A. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.